Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
You know, I think about this, John. I think about that prophetic encounter, February 2018, that God had with Brianna, or Brianna had with God, about President Trump would be out of President Clinton, President Obama, and President Trump. President Trump, this is what the Lord told her in a dream. And this is somebody who has no agenda.
No grid.
You know, no grid for this. And she's a lovely lady, lovely godly lady. But the fact is that it's so good that God spoke to her.
Absolutely.
You know, because we have so much knowledge, like, hey, yeah, you know, they think we're tilting.
We're going to filter that, sure.
Yeah, but listen to what the Lord said. He said that specifically that President Trump would be the best president for the African-American citizens in our nation. What happens is, it's amazing, everybody's getting blessed, including the African-American citizens. So listen now what the Lord revealed to Brianna Bolander in a prophetic dream, February 2018. Take a look at the VFN Dream Centers where she's sharing it.
So I had a dream last night that I was in like a Sam's Club, like a huge warehouse type grocery store. And I was with President Trump and one of his advisors, and I was kind of leading him through. And there was this young African-American man there with us, and the whole time as we're walking through the store, he's just talking to President Trump and just talking and talking and talking. And so as we're going through the aisles, each aisle was an issue, like taxes and poverty. And as we walked through those aisles, it was so crowded, it was difficult to get through them. And then some aisles we passed through, they were just completely blocked off. We couldn't even go there. And we came up to this one aisle, and all the while this young African-American man is just talking and talking, and he's so excited. And we came to this one aisle, and at the end of it was a poster that they had done this nationwide poll of something to the effect of, what administration did you feel like you were the most, like,
represented
or edified?
Edified.
And
speaking to the African-American population.
Right. And so overwhelmingly, there was circled Obama. And you could tell that this poll had been done before, because Clinton's name was there, and those who had selected Clinton before scratched that out and circled Obama. And the young man that was with us, who was talking this whole time, said, you see, they felt that they were edified or represented by this administration, but the truth is they lost their identity in that administration. Mm. And then the dream ended.
Now she don't know the history that Bill Clinton, President Clinton, was considered, before President Barack Obama, was the first black president, first African-American president, which means they felt he represented that part of the population. Mm-hmm. And then, of course, Obama comes as an African-American president, and there's so many things that he represents that are good in the context of that aspect of it.
Yeah.
And then, but the truth is, God's heard the cry, because really, I believe that people took advantage of pain and victimized people again, use the issues to victimize the people. And now you have somebody who God is saying he's going to, this is that. This is the cry of your heart. Mm-hmm. But it's going to take a while to digest that. And so God is going to answer the injustice that's been happening in America. And I think that's just so exciting. And she had no idea about the history. Thank God for that. Thanks. Appreciate you. This is so amazing, because right there at this very same meeting in the White House with President Trump, same table that Dr. Avita King is speaking at, Pastor Daryl Scott fulfills that prophetic word that was given, the vision that was given to Brianna Bolander, February 2018. Listen to what he says. He nails this very thing, saying, it is true, it has come to pass. And this is what God says in Amos chapter 3, verse 7. Is that he doesn't do anything unless he reveals it to his prophets first, which means this is not man's doing. This is God doing this. As a matter of fact, let's go there. This is actually Pastor Daryl Scott speaking specifically about how much President Trump is in favor of blessing our African-American citizens. Check it out.
Pastor Gerald Scott, I've had the honor and privilege to work with then-candidate, non-President Trump, and to observe him behind the scenes and have a number of personal conversations with him. And people ask me, why do I defend him so vociferously? And I say, it's easy for me to do because I know him. And he's shown me his heart, and I know he has a heart for all Americans. And I will say this. This administration has taken a lot of people by surprise, and it's going to surprise you guys even more because this is probably the most proactive administration regarding urban America and the faith-based community in my lifetime. And I'll be 60 years old in December. But if, when I think back on, I mean, I use good hair dye. And I've got a great makeup artist. But to be honest, this is probably going to be the, and I'm going to say this at this table, the most pro-black president that we've had in our lifetime. Because, and I try to, you know, analyze the people that I encounter. This president actually wants to prove something to our community, our faith-based mm-hmm. community and our ethnic community. The last president didn't feel like he had to. He felt like he didn't have to prove. He got a pass. This president this administration is probably going to be more proactive regarding urban revitalization and prison reform than any president in your lifetime. If we work together, give him a chance. Don't pay any attention to these guys back here. And I promise you, we will do something. This administration will continue to make history. It's going to be a lot of positive change. Great things are on the horizon. I promise you.
I have to say one thing about him. So I didn't know him at all. And I'm watching one of the, I would say, unfriendly groups of broadcasters, to put it nicely. And I said, who is that guy? He was destroying them. I say, who is he? Then I saw him two or three times. And I said, I have to meet him. But I want to just thank you. You have been incredible. You are some voice. And when I heard, okay, tell him. How long are you married? Tell me.
39 years.
Okay. 38 years. So I thought he was like 35 years old. Okay. So did you.
Exactly.
And then he said, say hello to my wife. And he said, I've been married 39 years. I said, you're married 39 years. I thought you were 35 years old, right? But you're doing a good job. You're obviously doing it right because you look great, and we really appreciate it.
We're going to be all
right. Right from the beginning.
This is so powerful. Mm-hmm. Listen, like I said, we always love hearing from you. Comment below. Write to us at friends@vfnkb.com. These are great days for the church. Listen, I tell you what, you know, this is a powerful, powerful fulfillment of that prophecy. After this break, we're going to hear specifically from Bishop Harry Jackson. He was there as well, and you may saw him in a previous program. But if you've been with us over the years we've been on the air, Bishop Harry Jackson's been all over the place being a beacon of light and truth and sharing truth about everyone and everything. And it's just, I just love this. He and I were at the grand opening of the Bible Museum in Washington, D.C. When I saw him, I'm like, come here. And I was just hugging him like, man, I just love you so much. I appreciate what you're doing. Because you got to be willing to be hated to be what, who wants to be hated?
Yeah.
But Jesus said, listen, they hated me, they'll hate you. Mm. The thing about it is we want to be loved in heaven. And even if we be popular, you can either be popular or powerful, but you can't be them both. And so if God wants you to be light, and Bishop Harry Jackson has been such light, yeah. I can't wait. When we get back from this break, I want you to hear, because these pastors who stood up for us, who stood up for the kingdom, who stood up for the downtrodden, who stood up for the church, who stood up for America, have been, not by everybody, but people begin to come against them and attack them, their reputation. We need to stand up for them and thank them. As a matter of fact, we're going to make available for you at vfnkb.com on the torch where you can contact them individually. You can follow them on their Facebook, on their Twitter. It's a thank you. Let them know you appreciate them standing up for you. Because even though you're just, everybody's human. So if people are saying, you know.
That's right.
You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN-TV and the Data Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at vfntv.com. Don't forget about our VFN-TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at vfntv.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at vfntv.com. VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light.